Have you ever met someone who thinks they are better than everyone else? They are always looking down on other people and pointing out their faults, as if they don't have any faults of their own. Jesus was not really impressed with that kind of people. One day he was teaching a group of people who were like that. So he told them a parable about a Pharisee and a tax collector. Once there were two men who went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. There could not have been two more opposite people. Pharisees were self-righteous and arrogant because they thought their education made them better than the poor common people. They insisted on following the rules to the letter of the law and had no room for mercy and grace. Tax collectors, on the other hand, were despised. No one liked to pay taxes, and to make it worse, the tax collectors were often dishonest. They charged people way more than they were required to pay, so everyone hated them. The Pharisee, living up to his name, stood apart by himself. He wouldn't want to stand near some uneducated common person. He prayed, "I thank you, God, that I am not greedy, dishonest, or an adulterer like everybody else. I thank you that I am not like that tax collector over there. I fast 2 days a week, and I give you 1/10 of all my income." Instead of praying to God, he was really just patting himself on the back and listing off his supposed accomplishments. Meanwhile, the tax collector was the opposite. He stood at a distance, with his face in his hands as he prayed. He said, "God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. Please forgive me." Jesus ended the parable by saying that the tax collector, not the Pharisee, was forgiven and right with God when he went home. The pride of the Pharisee kept him from confessing his sin. The humble tax collector freely confessed his sin and was forgiven. Jesus was not so subtly pointing out that those who act like they are great will be humbled, and those who are humble will be honored. Jesus was also using this parable to teach a very important point about prayer. Sometimes people forget that prayer is talking to God. It isn't a time to gossip about other people to God. He already knows what we've been doing. Neither is it a time to brag about the things we've accomplished to earn special rewards from God. Nothing we do earns our salvation or makes us better than anyone else. Jesus was teaching that prayer is a time for being honest with God about our sins and to pray for others. It is not a time to act like we are an actor in a Beijing opera or a famous movie star. Take a minute and compare the prayers of the Pharisee and the tax collector. See if you can find 5 contrasts between the two prayers. Now read 1 Kings 3, verses 5 through 9. How was Solomon's prayer similar to the tax collector's prayer? Prayer is sometimes difficult for a new believer to understand. How would you explain to them when, where, and what they should pray for? The tax collector probably never forgot the day he went to the temple to pray. Tell about an unforgettable time of prayer you've had. Pharisee or tax collector? Which are you when you pray?